Charlotte at 6.
Charlotte at 6 here on WBT. Time for another thrill-packed episode of Dirty Restaurant Thursday.
Thursday.
That's our buddy TJ. He's back from a little vacation. Our food critic here. Did you have fun?
I had a great time.
Wilmington.
Wilmington, yeah. Yes. This is my first time really going to Wilmington.
It's a nice town.
It's great. Yeah, I love it. Can't wait to go back.
Yeah. Well, you got something interesting for us?
I have something exclusive for us.
Ooh, we like exclusives.
I'm normally a man of the people, but today my nose gets a little snobby.
You're going snooty on us.
Yes.
All right. Well, I can't wait to hear this. Well, I got a couple of places we can be snooty on that did not do so well when the health inspector showed up.
All right.
Which one first? No, we'll do this one. This one is called Pho Ginseng Vietnamese Restaurant in Huntersville.
Okay.
88 and a half.
No.
They had no one there with any food safety training and management, and that was a repeat violation.
Of course, yeah.
I've never seen this one before. Observed an iPad and a phone sitting directly on lettuce in the prep unit.
What?
Now, that raises a lot of questions. Why would you put...
They were looking up cooking instructions.
Yeah, maybe so, but putting it in the prep unit, I mean...
Yeah, that's not good for your iPad. That's not good for the lettuce.
That's not good for the phone. Yeah, wow. Well, the food was thrown out.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Observed the dishwasher was supposed to sanitize using chlorine. Well, there was zero chlorine in it, and that was a repeat violation.
Man.
So the dish is not getting sanitized. They had chicken cold holding... but it wasn't cold. It was way too warm.
Ugh.
And that was a repeat violation, so it had to be thrown out. Let's see here. A rice scoop. This is weird. Observed a rice scoop directly on a dirty rice cover.
Yeah. Why?
Yeah, well.
Why is it all so dirty?
Well, the next violation explains that. There's buildup on the equipment throughout the kitchen. It all needs to be clean.
Oh, man.
Ugh. So there you go. Pho Ginseng Vietnamese Restaurant, Huntersville, 88 and a half.
I've never had Vietnamese, and I don't think I'm going to start there.
Yeah. And then we have The Wok.
Okay.
On Providence Road, nice area, Charlotte, 85 and a half. Yeah.
Ooh.
They had a bunch of problems. Observed, especially with hand washing, observed employee wash hands for less than 5 seconds after handling raw chicken.
Oh, no.
Oh. Two other employees using no soap, just a little water.
Just a little rinse will do. Yeah. No.
Then the hand sink that was there in the kitchen at the back of the house was blocked anyway, so they were having to use another hand sink. Observe multiple employees wearing gloves for things that didn't require gloves, and then they would start handling food without washing.
So they're
screwed up thinking altogether there. They had to have quite a lesson from the inspector. This is nasty. Observed hair in the water and cornstarch mixture that they were going to use on food.
Oh. Not good.
Yeah, that would be the hairy special for dinner. Who wants that? Let's see here. They had pans of unpackaged raw chicken in the walk-in freezer piled high, and the chicken drippage from the frozen items was dripping onto other things below.
Ew.
That's nasty.
Ooh, just a just pile of chicken is gross.
It is. They had houseflies all over.
Of course, yeah.
And observed shrimp in a colander. Well, at least one hand sink worked. They had shrimp in a colander being prepared in a hand sink.
No, come on.
They had it all backwards.
Ugh.
Good grief. So that's The Wok on Providence Road, 85 and a half. No, thank you.
Feel free to walk away.
Walk away, yeah. All right, so you have an exclusive for us here.
I do. I've been, this is probably my favorite place to eat.
Oh, okay.
Like, ever.
Oh.
And I've been holding out on you.
Oh.
Because I don't want it to get overcrowded, but I'm running out of things to talk about. So here we go. This place has the best biscuits I think I've ever had.
Really?
They're a little, not burnt, but like perfectly brown on the bottom, light and fluffy on the top.
Yeah.
Oh, so good. The creamiest mashed potatoes I've ever had.
Oh, man.
Perfectly buttered. Chicken and dumplings that are unbelievable. I've never had any other chicken and dumplings like this.
Oh, wow.
Chicken tenders. Like I said, I've been going here for a long time.
Yeah.
But holding out on you. All the way to dessert. Well, first of all, meatloaf. I can't forget the meatloaf. It's so good.
Oh.
Perfect. Perfect. I call it a ketchup crust on the top. You know, you cook it with the ketchup on there, and it's just,
a little crust.
So good.
Oh.
Red velvet cake, chocolate chip cookies. Oh. This is my favorite place ever.
Well, where is it?
And it's my mom's house.
Oh, you reeled us in for Mother's Day.
Yes. I just needed to let everyone know my mom is the best cook out there.
Wow.
And your mom isn't. All my friends growing up had always said, they normally don't eat things, and then when my mom would cook them, they'd eat them.
Oh, really?
And all my friends always talked about how she's the best cook, and I solidly agree.
Well, maybe we need to get mom to send us a few samples over here.
That would be great. I'm not going to make her cook this week, though.
Oh, you're going to take her out.
I'm going to cook her a brisket.
Oh, you're going to. Yeah, yes. TJ is quite good on the grill, so you're going to smoke her a brisket, huh?
Yes.
Oh, that's nice.
So happy Mother's Day to all the moms, but especially mine.
And we can't go to your mom's house and eat.
No, it's invite only.
Invite only. And I guess she has a good health score.
Yeah, it's very clean. Okay. She's kind of a clean freak. I'm not.
All right, note to TJ's mom, I'd like to try your chicken and dumplings.
Yes. You really do. It's so good.
Man. Oh. Mm. Well, what a nice surprise you pulled on us, and I'm sure your mom appreciates that.
I hope so. Yeah.
That was nice, wasn't it, Boomer? Yes. We should just show up down at his mother's house and go, and we want to test what TJ said and see if it's really true.
She'd love it and hate it at the same time.
Hey, TJ's mom, you done good.
Yeah.
Done good.
Oh, man. Hey, speaking of TJ and places to eat, so we can't go to his mom's house, but TJ, I don't know if you remember, a couple of weeks ago you did Jack Beagle's.
Yes.
And you talked about the fact that they have this Philly steak and cheese with gravy.
Gravy on it.
Oh. And I went and tried it last night.
All right.
Oh, my word.
It's called the home wrecker,
right? And that will set you free. I even asked for extra gravy.
Yes.
And we're not talking like little wimpy brown gravy here. This is the thick gravy like you put on chicken fried steak.
Yes, sir.
And just imagine that on a Philly cheese steak.
It's so good.
Oh, mama.
It'll up and slap you.
Yeah. That was good.
It is great.
That's at TJ, or no, Jack Beagle.
Jack Beagle.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
TJ Beagle.
I'll take it.